G'day, happy Monday on a wet Monday here in South Australia. What a weekend. We got drenched.
That was brutal.
We got fair dinkum drenched. We got wiped out by the rain and the wind and the bloody all sorts of things, but not this show. This show's tight, strong, withstand anything that comes our way. We could put up with a hurricane this show, the rush hour, which is global.
We are a hurricane.
Good afternoon, Bernie Vince. Welcome.
G'day, Jazz.
Good afternoon, Gregory Blewett. Welcome.
G'day, Andrew.
And young Tomo.
G'day, Jazz. How you
g'day,
going?
G'day, young man. And g'day, family. Hope you had a nice weekend, even though it was cold, wet, and windy. You snuggled up with your little boots on and your dressing gown and your hot chocolate and soup. I've had soup for 4 days in a row.
How many baths?
I've had four. Every hour over bath.
And warm up again.
Oh.
Actually, Nathan Van Burley used to call me Hurricane. Hurricane would come through a pub. And
here he goes, family. Everywhere. He's the Hurricane. Well, nothing's changed, young man.
No, it has. I've quietened right
You've
off.
You've quietened right down.
Yeah, I have.
I don't think
I've had to. Because last night I was up every hour with Harvey.
Oh, the little man
yeah,
got well.
Yeah, a bit tired.
Oh,
yeah,
he was a bit
too bad last night, but this morning he's not good.
Okay, yeah, so a bit on, good. Bit happening over the weekend, and what? We'll start with the French Open.
Rafael, your best mate, Rafael Nadal.
Yeah. Rafael Nadal.
Who was all over you a couple of years ago, yes, has won, Bernie and fam, 14 French Opens. Yes.
14.
That's the golf clap.
That's unbelievable.
And he's gone to, so now it's 22 majors, so he's two ahead of Federer and
Rog.
Djokovic.
Yeah.
And here he is talking afterwards.
Have been an amazing and very emotional 2 weeks. Yeah. I was able to play during these 2 weeks with an extreme conditions. No, I have been playing with an injections on the nerves to sleep the foot, and that's why I was able to play during these 2 weeks.
No mention of you, Jazz.
No,
speech.
Well, I did offer him a Sharon footy and a signed autograph, Jalen Magic Books, along the Esplanade when he was over here to play. But what a wonderful performance.
Oh,
what a superstar
is
he is.
Tough as nails, that bloke.
Well said.
Tough as nails. But it might be the end of him, Bern, because he's got nerve damage in his foot. So he's saying he's going to, if the next bit of treatment doesn't work, they're going to try and burn a couple of nerves, sort of deaden them.
That doesn't sound good.
And if that doesn't work, that might be the end of him.
The end.
So
right,
first
test under Stokesy and Brendan McCullum knocked off the New Zealand cricket side over the weekend.
Yep. Joe Root, 100. Yeah. 100 not out. Went past 10,000 runs. Yeah. He's only, I think he's 30, 31. So he could end up with about 15,000 runs. Hey, and Minji Lee, Australian golfer, female, won the US Open, $2 million richer.
Why are you smiling?
Yeah, why are you?
No, because
you know
he loves his stuff. He loves talking about cricket. He loves talking about golf.
We haven't even spoken about
the Adelaide Crows performance on Saturday.
Well, we've got a footy review coming up.
I apologise, Greg. Hey, guess he's going to join us after 5 o'clock. Have a guess.
Ben
he's
Keys.
A wingman for the what?
Ben Keys.
No, he's been actually. Where's he been rated? The best kick or the worst kick in the competition? That's just come out from the AFL.
I think he's worst. Yeah,
that's harsh, isn't it?
That's a touch harsh.
We'll talk about that as well.
We will.
Rory Laird will join us.
Did you say a wingman? Were you going to call him
a wee man?
A wee man.
He's not a wee man.
A wing man. Good boy, all right?
Wing man.
Okay, Tomo, we've got the voicemail. We've got your calls. We've got plenty of things happening. And we'll talk about Chris Ditmar dropping mail about Kenny Hinckley packing
his
bags.
Big mail.
Well, did he drop it first?
Dix doesn't drop any mail.
Okay.
He just gets it delivered.
Yeah, some big news this morning. I was driving earlier and Tits dropped some big mail about the Port Adelaide Football Club and Ken Hinckley and where he may not be next year. Here it is.
My mail is I think they are already preparing for life without Ken Hinckley.
What does Ken think about that?
He's the same.
Jeez, what happened to Roos?
Had about eight cigars on the weekend, didn't he?
Was that a dog trying to bark or Roos?
He's got a bit of cactus stuck down his throat. Rupert, get your throat fixed up, mate. It's bloody annoying to listen to.
He's got a bit of cactus caught in his throat. Oh, he's eating it,
Get your throat fixed.
He's got permanent laryngitis, he reckons.
Well, fix it up then. Have about a month off. Oh, hang on, he'll have a month off soon.
Yeah, they do. They get a month
off.
Anyway,
that is a big bit of information coming out of Ditz's mouth, isn't it?
So they're preparing for life after him.
Wow.
So does that mean he's got a role somewhere else? He's not just going to leave, is he?
He's always going to be linked to a position that's available, which is GWS next year, isn't he? Ken's always going to be linked to that now because they'll be looking for a senior coach. And we don't know what Clarko's going to do.
10 years, few prelims, never made a grand final.
Maybe he thought
home prelims.
Maybe Kenny thinks it's time. I don't know, but so
maybe thinks he's exhausted everything he can out of the group.
Yeah,
yeah.
What do you think?
It's a long time.
He's got another year to go, I reckon,
he has.
On his contract.
Yeah, yes, he has.
And look, just from the supporters that I know, the Port Adelaide supporters, play golf with one, he's very passionate about. I just feel like they're off him a bit, Kenny. Like, they just feel like it hasn't quite worked. They've had a really good team the last probably two or three years.
Yep. So he needed
and
a flag.
And it just hasn't happened. And it's not going to happen this year either.
Should have made one grand final. Two home prelims.
Yeah, that's true.
If you lose two home prelims when you're an Adelaide team, when you're playing at home in a prelim, like, you know, if your home team in Melbourne, there's a lot of Melbourne teams, so you get a home game can be an away game essentially, but home prelim finals in Adelaide, geez, they'd be kicking themselves.
The thing that Ken's done very well is that he's kept the players on board.
Yeah, he has.
The players love him.
They
were 0-5.
Yeah.
Normally you get some ripples amongst the playing group and the leadership group.
No, they stuck.
But they've stuck now. Yeah, and now look, they're a chance. Their next 6 weeks, as we've spoken about, but
tough run coming up.
Tough run. It is. But you know, the week off freshens them up, and then you just never know. You never know, but if he does say, Hant gives the, yep, I'm done, walks away with his head held high, can't do any more at the footy club, who's then going to replace him?
Well, there's the next conversation.
But who's out there?
I feel like he's going to, if this is true from what Ditz was saying, I'd say he'll do everything he can. Obviously, he's going to do this, but to make the finals. I reckon if he doesn't make the finals and they just fall
then
short,
it's just
he might go, look, I've given it my all. Maybe it's some time for some fresh blood, which is a good way to part ways mutually if that's the way he wants to do it. But that, you know,
that's
Ditz is normally around the mark.
Oh, it is. Ditz is not too bad. Better than some people I know.
But preparing jars means who springs to mind.
Oh, I'll put my hand up.
You might have been talking about our boy Rock.
No, Rock's on the money.
He ruffles feathers. And if you ruffle feathers, it means you're on the mark. You got something right. Adelaide on the weekend.
Right.
Yes. Well, good start. Got off to a good start, but geez, it was an ordinary. And it came in wet and the conditions.
It's a terrible game in those conditions. Important 4 points for the footy club. They were 0-5, Greg, the last 5 weeks. First half of footy. I watched the whole replay of the game Sunday yesterday. Woeful. But again, there were some good highlights and there were some poor highlights. So they got the job done.
They did.
Well, what was the highlights? What were you pleased with out of the win?
For me, Fogarty's best game for the year.
Yep.
Tick.
Tex was unreal.
I thought Tex is still the Crows' number one player, as far as I'm concerned.
We gave him 3 votes on the
Saligo outstanding.
Saligo,
I love his development. Mm. And McAdam is just growing. Just imagine if you had an elite midfield group that can hit a target inside forward 50. Mm. He'd be averaging 3 or 4 goals a game, McAdam, leading in the space. Concerns, O'Reilly, the big Red Baron.
Yeah.
I thought his colours were lowered.
O'Reilly.
Yeah, well, I call him Riley. Rob.
Riley O'Brien, you're talking
about. Keith butchered the footy once again as a midfielder. Mm. But look, tough on him because he had mates. Young Matty Crouch, 27 disposals. How do you think he went?
He was okay. Tough conditions to get a read on because it was a yardage day. Yeah. So it was on the boot, get it forward, stoppage, another get it forward, stoppage. It was a pretty ugly game, really. It was only 22,000 there as well on the weekend.
Yeah, it
so
was a
conditions
shite
kept
day.
Them away.
Hey, Bernd, can I ask you, Melbourne, 2 on the bounce now. They've lost.
Mm.
So I want to know where they're at. And then Frio were...
That was a great game yesterday against
Brisbane. So Freo going.
That
beautiful.
Was a terrific game of footy.
Good thing is all the good teams are sort of playing each other at the moment over the past few weeks. So Melbourne failed against Freo 2 weeks ago. Yep. Failed again on the weekend. Was that game?
Yeah.
And Sydney we just had too much.
And
for
just
them.
Quickly,
no
Bernd,
Franklin as well.
We got the text line too. If you want to pass on some opinions, right? Number
0488-51047.
I thought Tomo was going to do that, but obviously he does all his best work in Dead Set Legends. That no one
he actually goes to sleep when we start.
One thing that I'm starting to get really concerned about is all these players staging for free kicks.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of chatter
flopping
around that.
Flopping and flipping and flippities and flappities.
There is.
Boys, stop it.
Waitman and Ginnivan.
Stop it.
Especially from
stop
Ginnivan
it.
From Collingwood.
It's a blot on our great game of footy. Stop it.
Well, you might have a chat to your godson.
Mm. What did you say there?
Good call.
What do you mean by that?
Well,
what are you saying?
I
think you know.
One text come through, long one. I won't read the whole thing, but sticking up for Riley O'Brien, Jars, is the quickest to 1,000, quickest to 1,500, and quickest to 2,000 hit-outs now in the AFL history. Mm. Does that count for anything?
That'd be Josh from Cherry Gardens.
That's Josh from Cherry Gardens. I didn't give that away. But
hit outs to advantage, Josh. Give me that stat, please.
Well, I don't think he'd be quickest to that. Mm. Another one here, Neville from Klemzig. GWS played in the 2019 grand final against Richmond. So what he's saying is, can Kenny take him to that level again?
Good one. It's not bad, Nev.
So that's only...
Don't know.
That's not that long
and
ago.
Do we know that Kenny's even going to leave next year?
It's still a
rumour.
We're throwing information around, aren't we?
Well, the breakfast show did.
This isn't a bad one. Who's the Crows' new recruit, O'Reilly? Nice one, Jazz.
Sorry, mate.
That's not what you call him either. You try to get out of that by saying O'Reilly. You got our boss mixed up, but I'm not allowed to mention him because that's too...
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, we're on Tex Walker Watch we've asked a few people and they said, they're going to speak about it at the buyer. So buyer's obviously 2 days old. So we've made a little timer and, here we are.
Day number two since the Adelaide Crows mid-season buy, and Taylor Walker has no contract.
It's good.
Day two. It's dangerous.
Because we were eyeballed by the director of the Adelaide Crows Football Club, that he did say that they will start chatting with the Texan after the bye.
Yeah, and the bye's now.
When the bye period is on, Gregory. Yep. So it's day two.
Yeah, day two.
So still no phone calls or no communication between the two parties.
Do you reckon it will happen in the bye?
I don't think so, no. I actually don't think they'll offer him a contract. There you go.
You don't think Adelaide will offer a contract?
No.
Wow.
And he's our best player.
They'll offer him a contract, but it'll be, that will be way below what there he probably should get.
Correct.
So is that saying they don't want him?
I don't know what that's saying. All I'm saying is I don't believe the Crows think he's the future. He's the next premiership side.
Well, he's not going to be in the next. I
understand that, Greg.
Because
all I'm saying
these players need a good,
great,
decent
leaders.
Player
Absolutely.
Around them.
He's the best player in that footy
defender.
Club at 31 years old.
32. How many years should he get, Jas?
I'll give him two.
He's 32.
And then keep him around as an assistant coach or a development coach. Because he's a much-loved figure at the Adelaide Crows Football Club. You don't let those great people go.
Can you imagine?
But look at the history of the Adelaide Crows over the 30 years.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
We don't want to go there.
They've got to be
realistic.
Well, you've got to look after, not offer him heaps, but you've got to find that ground where...
And he's got to be realistic as well.
That's right.
Absolutely. So just a mutual ground, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
But if they offer him something really low, and that's a way out of going.
They won't.
That's a way out of saying, we offered him a contract, but he was never going to sign.
Well, Adelaide senior coach Matty Nix, who'll be having a couple of red wines this week because of his win, said this about the Texan.
He knows that I want him here. He knows we want him here as a footy club. He's a super important part of what we're doing. This, developing a young group at the moment, he's critical to that.
Is it his call or is it Justin Reid? Or the recruiting committee's decision.
Nah, it's Roo's call.
Day number two since the Adelaide Crows mid-season bye, and Taylor Walker has no contract.
We had 43 mil of rain in 24 hours. Rainwater tanks are like bursting at the seams, which is a good thing.
Farmers are very happy.
Are they really?
Yeah, very, very happy. Got a lot of farmers listening out there.
Excellent.
Text come through. Regarding Port Adelaide coach, I heard Alistair Clarkson bought a house. We knew about that.
But he hasn't.
Anything in that?
No, but he hasn't bought it. He hasn't purchased a house.
No.
That's old.
Yeah.
But he hasn't.
He hasn't.
I
thought you...
Nah,
you went with that.
No, I
didn't. That was Jazz, wasn't it?
You said you knew where it was.
I've never dropped anything. All I've dropped about Clarko was being the Crows coach.
You said it's not a house, it's a block, in fact.
Yes.
I remember you saying it.
And you said it was down south.
Seaview Road.
Oh, now he knows where it is.
No. But I can't confirm if it's true or not.
See?
So it's only just speculation, because there is a block available down there that's been sold. On Seaview Road near Henley. Right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of blocks in the world. I understand that, Boone, anyway. Has he bought that one?
You reckon he's going to coach Port Adelaide?
No, it's just a question for you, okay. And you... No, I didn't back out of it.
I'm just telling you what it is.
We do the bump every Tuesday. Every Tuesday afternoon. What is it? You describe it.
Oh, it's chaos.
Footy podcast. It's a footy podcast.
It's a footy podcast.
We've got some big numbers too. The listener numbers.
So it's you two plus Ditz,
Rue,
and who else? Limo,
who tries to be involved, but gives.
He's
like our 12th man.
He's been out for 4 weeks in a row, and he's like, I'm back this week. Yeah. Tuesday. I'm back this week. So the boys thought they'd have a bit of fun with him being back and set him up with a bit of a prank with potentially a hosting or emceeing a function. Just happened to be right on the time of when we record the podcast. And guess what, Jazz?
Not Ben.
Money talks.
With Limo,
we'll play that tomorrow on the bump. So listen in.
You hear that full audio tomorrow on the bump. You download the bump as well on the listener app.
Now, I need a bit of support from you two.
Do you want some support now?
You said support.
Have I asked the wrong
Greg? Have you got any other mates?
Greg, we'll be there for you. We'll be there for you because you're part of the family.
We'll help you, mate.
Okay, so Catherine's giving me a hard time again. It's not you two, it's her.
We're getting on pretty well, I think.
We're going all right.
Okay.
At the moment, she's giving me a hard time about a pair of shoes that I wear. All right, and I've got them on. I've got these. So how would you describe these?
Kiddie shoes.
What do you mean?
Honestly.
What are they?
I didn't even look at them.
So they look like Nike.
Yeah, so Nike Air Maxes, right? They're plain white.
Mm,
yeah.
I got them on.
And everyone's got a pair of Nike Air Maxes, apart from you, Jars.
I wear my RMs because I support the company. It's a great Australian company.
Yeah.
That's over in America, so you're not supporting your country at all.
Rhett Biglands is going right to whack you.
Well, I used to be sponsored by Nike.
Rhett Biglands is Nike? Yeah. That's supporting local?
And I've had this particular pair for about 20 years.
20 years? Right?
I've had them for 20 years.
You're kidding.
And actually, I wore them on, I did a Big Bash game last summer.
No.
And I wore them there because the ones that they had for me were no good. So I wore these, but they came up really rough. No, this was a Big Bash game, so we're a bit more casual.
Oh.
Wear the chinos.
So what's she having a crack about?
Well, she's saying I'm 50 years of age.
Yeah,
she thinks I'm pretending to be Justin Bieber. And Oh, that's funny, is it?
And that kid rocked that cancelled his concert over the weekend.
Wayne Larry.
He was hung over to the end of his life.
Right. So she's saying
good.
They wouldn't be so bad if they had a bit of colour in them and you give Matty O a bit of a whack when he wears his plain white.
And who's Matty O?
Matty O'Reilly, our boss.
We got any audio of him?
No, we can't. It's too in. Stop.
But these are, you got fairly similar, but you got a bit of colour in. That's what she wants. So Bernie's got his
knife. I think it's time you grew up.
So I'm being Justin Bieber, am I?
Yeah, I think you are. You got some little traits of Justin Bieber when you walk around the establishment.
Well, I'm the opposite.
You look
Abby
at your hair.
Encourages me to dress like that.
Does she
wants more of that.
Abs?
Yeah.
Yeah, to keep. Yeah, well, you ought to keep
these your
are,
age
these are,
group.
Don't you reckon, Tomo?
Oh,
these
yeah.
are just.
No, they're in, mate.
They, no, they're not.
They're in.
They're
now.
Ageless. At 50 years old, they're in, are they?
Probably not at 50, but.
Yeah. Grow up, Greg. No. Grow up. You're trying to look like Bieber.
Is there anything
and
else?
And he's got no talent.
Is it just the shoes or is it
what else?
Just the shoes.
Because you shave down, you put moisturiser
on. Well, if I have to throw these out, I have to pick something out of her wardrobe.
And you've got your lip gloss on.
I've got my lip gloss on.
That looks like they're from her wardrobe, mate.
Now, let's just have a bit of a chat about this young lad, Kid Leroy.
Yeah.
Now,
there he is.
Byrne, he was his show was cancelled on the weekend because
is he crook, was he?
Well, they're saying his management is saying he had the flu, but intel we got, he was hungover to the end of his life.
He's seen out at all times of the night in Melbourne.
And he let his fans know 40 minutes.
40 minutes past the start time, Jase.
Of his show.
So if you're going to pull out with the flu, you can't surely you'd have it.
What's he had a day nighter?
You'd have it during the day, wouldn't you?
You can't. You'd
probably be a touch. You have sound check in that day? Sound check?
But you don't do that to your fans.
He's probably still going.
I don't care if he's global, but you don't. That's disrespectful.
No, there was a lot of backlash over it.
He should have done what you did at Dead Set Legends a couple of years ago when you said you had car trouble, but you still rocked up, didn't you? You rocked up an hour late.
Yeah. Well, KG had to pick me up.
No, that was one of the excuses.
So 1-3-3-5-3. What'd you do hungover?
Well, I've got not so much me, but Ivan Marich played a game of footy hungover. He was
in a Crows jumper.
Crows jumper. Yep. It wasn't really his fault. He played for Port Adelaide Magpies on the Saturday.
Right. And then
we had a game on the Sunday.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even an emergency. But Rhett Biglands was crook.
Biggles.
Pulled up crook and Craigie rang him and said, mate, you're right to go. He had to pay a fine because he wasn't an emergency. But he said to Craigie, he goes, well, you're in, you're going to play. He goes, oh, okay. Yeah. Hung up. And then he's like, he's a very honest man, Ivan. Yeah. He's like, it was stewing with him. He goes, I've got to tell him. So he rang Craigie back, goes, oh, Craigie, I had a few, he's Polax, by the way, had a few drinks last night. Just wanted to let you know that because I wasn't a emergency. He wasn't doing anything wrong.
No.
And Craig goes, well, can you perform for me, big fella? He goes, no, I can. He goes, how many? And he goes, oh, just a few. Polax. And he played and played quite well.
Oh, good on him.
And played a game the day before. So you talk about 5-day breaks and complained about 6-day breaks.
Well
done. How about a 1-day break?
There you go.
Very good.
Nah, Gregory?
Made 100 hungover for South Australia.
Of course you did.
I was at the MCG and I was already out.
Yeah.
And so I thought I was done for a day or so. So I went out and had a... But anyway, massive collapse and they made us follow on.
Yeah.
And I had to go back out there. And I remember facing about 15, 20 balls before a break and I literally did not hit one of them. Luckily, none of them were at the stumps. Went in, had a cold shower, gave myself a couple of... uppercuts, and then came out and scorched 100.
One of the great characters of the Sandford, Grenville Dietrich from North Adelaide,
he
had a lunch at the Central Districts Football Club on a Friday, and we were playing Centrals the next day at Elizabeth, and Grenville got on the drink with all the officials up there.
They would have set that
and
up.
And they thought they were going to wipe him out, so he didn't get home until 4 or 5 in the morning, fell asleep in his car in the car park at Elizabeth Oval, and they got us, and he rang one of the boys to get his gear to bring him up, and he kicked 13 in the wet.
Hey,
he was used to it, though.
What do you got, Bernard?
Yeah, a couple here. One about the coaching role at Port Adelaide, because Ditch dropped that mail this morning. Jars, I think Buckley already has the power coach suit in his wardrobe.
Wow.
Measured up and tailored in the off-season by Koshy.
Jeepers.
I reckon Nathan Buckley to replace.
Well, you never know. You never know. He's quite comfortable doing what he's doing now, isn't he, Buckley?
Well, he's enjoying the media by the looks of it.
Yeah, okay.
Less
well,
pressure
watch
as well.
Watch this space.
I'm pretty sure he said he won't be coaching next year.
But a lot of them say.
Ego takes over. Money. It's always ego. Nothing
and
wrong Koshy's with that.
All over it. Yes. A bit of chat around your shoes, Blue.
All right.
I'll
grab
one out. Oh, I saw Bluey in town last week with those shoes on. He looks like an old has-been flog.
Who's that from?
No name.
Put some names to it, please.
Oh, I like that one, though. Leave your name. We love that. And next one, flog boots. That's just about you as well.
Nice positive feedback.
That's all right, Greg. Kigler Roy was too hungover to play in Melbourne over the weekend. He let down a lot of his young fans. Right, Adelaide boy too, I'm led to believe.
Yeah, he was at Sacred Heart there for a bit.
1-3-3-5-3. What'd you do hungover? Now, Bern, just before we go to the phones, Greg?
Texas wedding? Were you a little bit...
How about fessing up?
Yeah, well, I can't remember those things, but yeah, I was. Well, we won a cricket flag the
day
before.
Weren't you the MC?
Nah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Did you embarrass yourself?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't at all.
But you were gone?
No, well, I'd had a fairly late night.
Yeah. And you were late?
Well, I went to...
You were late.
I did the right thing. I was going to drive in the morning.
No.
And then...
You didn't?
Blew a lot. So then I had to wait till lunchtime.
Yeah, good boy.
Mm. And then that was pretty late.
You were his best man, weren't you?
It just started just after lunch.
So you were his best man.
And it was in the hills.
Yeah, of course it was, honestly. 1-3-3-5-3.
I was only 2 hours late.
Adrian from Golden Grove, thanks for waiting, mate.
How we going, lads?
Good, buddy. What's your story?
I used to get on the piss on every Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'd go and play cricket the next morning.
Yeah.
And it was all well and good, and, you know, you'd go fertilise the lawn a bit and get rid of it.
That's the boy.
Oh, no.
But then they made me go wicketkeeper one day, and I tell you what, that was the last time I got on the piss on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah. There's no let up for the keepers.
Emmy, did you drop with gloves on?
Oh, I'd hate the count,
He's
Josh.
Not talking cans either.
Oh, bugger.
Good boy. Well done, mate.
Hey, let's go to Rory from North Haven. What's your hungover story?
Boys, how are we?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Easter long weekend, playing a tennis tournament, doubles final, middle of a backhand stroke, and had to run to the backstops to water the pavement.
Oh, you're playing tennis on an Easter weekend?
That's raw.
Mate, it was a poor mistake, but my dad's there watching, reading the paper, pretending he didn't know me.
You just had a bug.
Tennis final.
A little
did
bug.
You win?
Food poisoning.
But worst part was is I had an hour drive home in the back seat lying down with a cold flannel on my head.
Good on you, Rory. Let's go to Naomi from Freeling. Naomi, what have you done hungover?
Yeah, hey, lads. I was had a 30th on a Friday night. The next day I had a game of softball and I played my best game ever. Took a double play.
Oh.
Playing first base, took a fly ball, and got the runner out on first at the same time.
Oh, there you go.
Well done, Naomi.
Well done.
Thanks.
A lot of celebrations that night.
No, she slept. She was hungover.
She's gone. Thanks, Tomo.
Oh, that's not me.
BC on the mobile. Yes, BC.
Jars will love this one. Went on a boys' camping trip in Victoria, and the next day my son played in a under-15 grand final with... The coach was none other than the great Gary McIntosh, Jarvis' old mate.
Mm.
Well, on the Saturday night of the camping trip, I might have gone face first into a wood heap and ended up in a pretty bad way. Turned up the next day looking like I'd lost to Mike Tyson and got a lot of funny looks, especially from the great Gary McIntosh, who thought it was very noble of me to turn up in that state.
Why do people have things on Friday nights?
Yeah, why Friday
don't
nights?
Do that, because either cricket season, you got cricket,
yeah,
footy season, that's footy, just
or tennis
things
in the
on
summer,
Saturday night,
or softball.
And if you've got sport on a Sunday,
good on you, BC.
I don't know what you're doing.
Fantastic. There
great
you go.
Great calls.
Kid Leroy, is he coming back? Do you know?
Nah, who knows? I think he's cancelled one in Brisbane as well. So.
Oh, what's he doing?
It's still on it.
Make sure you drink responsibly as well.
If you've seen him, give us a call.
Yeah.
Got all sorts coming through about coaching. Hinkley to the Gold Coast. His missus is from there. He's homesick now.
No,
here.
No. Stuart Jew will get a new contract to stay at the Gold Coast.
I think he
and
will.
And he deserves He deserves another contract. Yep.
They could make the finals. Gold
Absolutely. Coast. I love the way they play.
It's Monday. Let's check the voicemail.
You have new messages.
It's Matto, your boss. Look, Jars, when we said you can take home your laptop and a screen, we didn't mean the 23 grand, 190-inch OLED TV out of the boardroom. Please return it and wipe off the bloody texter after you decided to show some highlights to your footy team. Wow. Oh, g'day, boys. It's Tex. People hanging on me for going for a number two when I've taken all my clothes off.
Jeez.
I'm just trying to save time. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Does annoy other blokes in the shower, though. Hey, Andrew, is the Scottish Club of South Australia? You inquired about going back to your homeland. Why would we have a problem with you going to Gaza?
G'day, producer Benny here. I'm not feeling 100%, so I'll have to be working from home again today. Sorry.
Boys, it's Ken. I woke up this morning and Fair Dinkum went out to get the paper and I was just surrounded by water in all directions. Then I remembered I had two bottles of red on the beach and passed out. And
yeah, g'day, it's Wazza from Angle Vale. Just wondering if Emma G would like to go out for a quick feed, maybe catch a movie. I've got about 600, 700 DVDs. Pornography and this bloody cheeky Greek voucher I got somewhere, I don't know. Anyway, let me know. I've just got to pop into the bank. Have a good one.
Open the vault. I'm not f***ing around. Hello, boys. It's your premier, Peter Malinauskas. I am totally committed, seeing firsthand the frontline workers in action. That's why I spent the evening riding in the back of paramedic vans, cutting shirts, mostly my own. Hang on, I've got to take this shirt.
No, not
shirts he goes through.
Like big ones. Now, even though I've only had one shift, I've had more experience being an AMBO than Kane Corns has being a firefighter. Louis, thanks so much for coming down and talking to the boys and sharing your expertise and experience. I mean, you're not going to get that anywhere else, are you? Not someone that's been around like you have in the trenches. Now the whole team is absolutely confident that we are going to be able to sneak out of a round without paying. So thank you so much. Oh, g'day, boys. Biggles here. Sorry, I haven't checked in a while. I've had a bit going on at the shop. Very damp and slippery conditions on the weekend. Like when the female Hawaiian kayaking team crashed at my place. Hit a whole can of pineapple rings on my... coconuts. More like silky, smooth ones. Preferred meat lovers over Hawaiian. That's too much.
Ben, Mika from the Stansbury pub.
Hey, Mika.
Not much happening on the weekend. We watched Butte get smacked up by Moonta. Despite them calling in one of our shearers to make up the numbers, Gonk did good. He kicked three. Players. He's now out for 12 weeks. Which is shit because he didn't even play in the league.
Well, hello, ladies, gentlemen, South Australians. It's JB. Don't listen to the haters. You guys are doing the best you can. Up 1 point last survey. It's got nothing to do with being global. Everyone else is doing it. Jarvan. I just wanted to say, if anyone calls you fat, ignore them. You're bigger than that. You're way bigger than that. You're fat.
There are no more messages.
Hey, let's just check in with one of our favourites from the Adelaide Crows. Yeah, they had a win down at Adelaide Oval on Saturday in horrendous conditions. 22,000 fans were there. But this man, he lights it up when he's got the Sharon in his onion in his hand.
In his hand. The Sharon is the onion.
And his onion in his hand. He lights it up.
What, his two onions?
Rory Laird joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Lairdy.
Sorry, Lairdy.
How are you, boy?
Have you ever been brought in like that?
No, never. That's unique, I reckon.
That's the boy.
Hang on, I'm just trying to work out. Has he got an onion in his hand or the footy?
And his onion were in his hand. He's two plums.
Yeah. What?
Because it was flaming cold on Saturday. How bloody cold was it, Lairdy?
No, it was cold, and just as the first bounce went, it was a bit of torrential downpour. So it cleared up a bit, though, but the ball was like a bar of soap, so it was tough conditions.
Hey, fast start from you blokes. Got off to a bit of a flyer, but then sort of just treaded water for the rest of the game. The West Coast came at you late. Have you done a review, or were you straight into the bye?
No, we're at the club today. We've got a review in about half an hour, so I think we'll look at some stuff that, you know, obviously did well. And then we had a bit of a sputter in the second half. And they actually came out in the fourth quarter and scared us a little. But we're able to steady the ship a bit. I know someone kicked a pretty nice set shot down in the fourth quarter in the pocket. So other than that, pretty good.
Hey, Rory, this stage of the season, obviously it's the bye next week for you guys. But what would you give yourself out of 10 at this stage of the season?
You want a pass mark?
Yeah, I want to know what
for
Rory,
mid-season.
Internally, what they give themselves, what you give yourself, Rory?
Yeah, I reckon it would be a pass, Burn. Obviously, there's a fair bit of room for improvement, though. I think besides the 2 weeks with the GWS game and the Carlton game, probably, I reckon we've brought a brand of football that, you know, stands up and what we actually want to do. We haven't got the results, you know, every single one that we've wanted. But, you know, due to some wayward kicking the past couple of weeks, you could argue we'd be around the mark. So, after a good start, we fell off a bit, but we're sort of trending in the right direction.
You're absolutely flying in the midfield at the moment. Has there been any chat about possibly going to half back or any 100% midfielder these days?
No, I don't think so, Bern. I think I'll sort of stay where I am at the moment. I'm enjoying that a little bit. So I think, you know, Geordie Dawson and Smithers will stay down there and I'll stay up the ground a bit higher.
Hey, Rory, talk us through Darcy Fogarty. There's a bit of a buzz around Darcy at the moment. Your thoughts on internally again, like how he's tracking, because feels like he's playing a little bit better.
Good couple of weeks.
Yeah, really good couple of weeks. He obviously got admitted a couple of weeks ago and went back and, you know, did as the coach has asked. And he does some things that probably don't show up as much, you know, creates contests, you know, two on ones. And on the weekend, you actually saw he was able to get a bit of reward for sort of the effort that he's put in. And when he, you know, has games like that, you can sort of see the potential and the talent come through. So I think it's now being, you know, the consistent part of it with Darcy is to do it for, you know, a couple more weeks. And I think going into the bye is in a really good position to be able to do that.
Laird, obviously he's done very well because people like Tom Rockliffe dropping mail that he's going to go to the Brisbane Lions next year doesn't help his cause, well, does it really? Because right. All that spotlight's on the Big Fog and he's a low-key individual on and off.
Yeah, he is. He's a pretty quiet fella. Yeah. He sort of keeps to himself, but I don't know where Tommy's pulled that from. He's sort of plucked it out of the dark.
That's how he's rolling at the moment.
Yeah, he's had too many cans there, boy, Rock.
He does like the wet weather, though, being a duck. Hey, what about your kicking? I saw it in the champion data.
Oh, yeah.
That's just released best and worst kicks in each team.
Each clubs, yeah.
Who do you think's your worst, Lady?
Come on. It's just data's just come out, Lady.
So is this, you know, general kicking?
Yeah, just general kicking yeah, percentages.
Yeah.
Brody Smith.
What?
Your worst?
You're kidding. You need to lie down, young man.
You need a cold towel.
I'm just giving him some feedback, that's all.
Oh. I love it.
This will get back to Smitty.
It will.
No.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it's young Ben Keys. He's now the worst kick in the competition for the Adelaide Crows, as with some other players that are playing. I couldn't believe that Patrick Cripps is for Carlton.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's all to do with pressure and that.
Yeah.
I think so. Ollie Wines from Port Adelaide, lads, anyway. Yep. But the best kick for the Adelaide Crows, Rory Laird.
Really?
Rory Laird.
Wow.
Jordan Dawson.
Jordan Dawson, mate.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
He
thought
he was.
He got excited, didn't he? Mate, you're breaking fingers at training and everything, aren't you? This is stick to handball, my friend.
Oh,
you taught me that, Bern.
Did you?
Actually, speaking of, me being a past mentor, have you taken up any leadership roles and maybe taken a couple under your wing like I did?
I've sort of had a bit to do with Jack.
You sort of has.
So I might claim him because he's gone pretty well.
Oh, he is.
Well, I jumped on you when you were just about parting ways with the club. I pulled you back from nowhere. You can't just jump on someone that's going well.
Lady was coming with me at Williston. Oh, he's going to CMS. B grade.
I think I had to try and speak to you, Bern. You sort of wanted me for about 4 years.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, you're playing great football, mate. You've been fantastic. At least you're holding your end up in the midfield group. So well done.
Thank you.
You got 4 days off. Will you get on the cans?
Oh.
Straight into it. Look, I'll probably let my hair down a little bit and have a couple of quiet ones, but nothing too outrageous. It's a bit different because we actually play the next week. So had a couple of quiet ones on the weekend too. So
good.
Bit quieter now.
What days do you get off? I always like it when you get the weekend off, but you don't want midweek days off.
No. You've got to plan ahead,
yeah.
Don't you?
No, we've got the weekend off this week. So.
Ah, good.
Good boy.
Nah. All right. Bernie special.
Where am I seeing you?
Where you go? You going away?
Up
you
in
going
the hills? Somewhere? Yeah. Wineries?
I'm hiding from Bern.
I'll find you.
I will find you. And I'll kill you.
Anyway, that's Rory Laird from the Adelaide Crows.
Are we done?
Are we going to get him back on?
No, I'm going to now.
Let's get him back on.
Didn't the breakfast show have some bloke get a new lady friend on the what was that segment they had?
My dad,
the rumour mill.
I reckon we're going to do something for Lady.
Oh, I don't think. Oh, he's struggling, is he?
Actually, I've got to. I think he's got a partner. I'm just going to clear this up.
Don't go there.
But we can still do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Have you lost the passion for this?
I've lost part of me.
Part of you have what?
Has lost the love to.
No,
do it.
Greg.
Why?
Well, you pot him every week. That doesn't help.
It's a good
Greg is fully engaged. Yeah, he's with me.
I think he's had enough of you.
So do you want me to leave the studio now and sit outside the studio and you can just do it with Greg?
I'd like you to leave permanently if you want, but that's another story.
Didn't know about that.
We've been sort of setting something up. Don't tell him. Okay. But I'll continue. All the AFL teams are getting a bye over the next few weeks. Maybe I need
so
a bye.
So you want a bye of the quiz?
Yeah.
He's calling it the quiz. You get to a certain stage of the show and you switch off.
And this is part of my frustration and part of the family need me up and about. Part of the love I'm losing because you called it the quiz.
Go.
Hey, a few things on this day.
Yes, Ben.
6th of the 6th, 22 it is today.
You say that, Greg.
6th of the 6th.
You love it.
What's so funny?
Put it back in. Hey, a few things on this day.
Yes, but
the Normandy landing started in France on this day in 1944. The largest seaborne invasion ever in history. 156,000 soldiers, 195,000 naval personnel. And I showed you a photo, Jazz, earlier.
Very emotional.
Just getting off those boats, just open. Open.
Brave.
And just luck of the draw.
Absolutely.
And well done
never
to them.
Never to be forgotten, those soldiers, men and women.
We have Anzac Day. 1983, I'll go
yes,
to.
Yes, Ben.
The 13th installment called Octopussy was released.
Oh, no.
Bond. James Bond.
Do it again.
There you go.
Bond. James Bond.
Yeah, who's the like best that. James Bond?
Bond. James Bond.
Who's the best?
I like Pierce. Pierce Brosnan.
No. He's ranked
before
about
that?
Fourth.
So you asked a question, but you're, you don't care.
No. For me, it's Sean Connery is number one, Daniel Craig.
Sean Connery was a bit hairy, I thought, for...
You shouldn't be complaining.
Don't you talk.
Look how hairy you are.
Turn it up.
You're a wolf, man.
I'm not the one with... I don't part my back like you, Jazz.
Hey, this is a...
I don't have any hair in my body.
What, down the spine, that's the part.
I thought this was fun facts.
On this day in 1946, the NBA was founded.
Ooh.
On this day. That's a good fun fact for you. Another one. 1984, the video game... Tetris was released. This is the sound.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do recall these little
sounds. This is Tetris.
Yeah,
it was by Alexey Pachinov.
Yeah.
And over 100 million copies sold in the
Bang.
First month.
There you go.
There you go. Now, I've got a fun fact
right,
for you.
Right,
Bird. Okay.
For the 6th of the 6th.
6th for the 22. 6th.
No, it's just about the 6th of the 6th. So if you're born, these six players were born, AFL players, on the 6th. Of June. Mark Irwin, Stuart Glasgow, Nathan Van Berlo, former captain of mine, Fred Wayne, Greg Wells, and William Young. Will Young I played with as well. These six players, all born today on the 6th of the 6th, collectively 666 AFL-VFL games, collectively. Collectively, 666 VFL AFL goals.
That's Cam Mooney.
There you go.
Wow.
Six. Bit of numerology here. What a fact.
Well done. That's a great fact for Monday.
If he could have kicked straight, he would have stuffed that whole thing up.
Yeah,
but because he couldn't kick, he kept it alive.
Wasn't he a good kick for goal?
He couldn't kick it.
Hey, see you tomorrow, family. Up next, Billy and James and Gleeso. Back tonight.
Gleeso fired up. George Thorogood's going to be on the show, actually. Yeah, looking forward to that.
See you tomorrow.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Now at the new time, 4 p.m. on Triple M. And also on Listener.